This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
GeekSwell Customer Care. This is Brittany. How may I help you?
Hi, Miss Brittany. This is Cheryl with XPO, and I'm calling because I need to get a breeze case for an order.
Okay, what's that order number?
727-91563.
One moment.
Okay.
All right. And what's the name of the address on that order?
The name on the order is Vivian Cregan at 6 Swanson Road, Farmham, Massachusetts, 01701. Her contact phone number is 508-788-0491. And our technician called her on the pre-call to let her know he was en route and about permits on her home. She informed him that her contractor has opened permits already on the home, so they are not able to work under someone else's permit. They have to pull their own. And he offered to deliver the units, and she refused. So he's going to take the units back on Monday.
Okay. You said that her contractor had a permit already opened under her home?
Yes.
Okay. All right, give me one moment. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, Brittany.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that. but I do have a question. She mentioned that the installer had informed her that they pull the permits after they do the installs, but aren't they supposed to be pulled prior to doing installs?
They will pull them, like if he went there this morning, he would have pulled a permit, but she already has open permits, so he can't pull one, and he can't work under someone else's permit.
Yeah, because I guess he informed her that he would normally, like, do the install and then pull the permit. But, of course, then you would run into the issue of there was already a permit open.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure, you know, because I was only aware that y'all normally pull them prior to, not after. So that's what threw
right.
me off.
No, they don't pull them. They don't pull them after. Because, like you said, when he got there and he went to pull a permit, he wouldn't have been able to because there's one already open.
Okay. Yeah, because she said, well, maybe she should have never said anything, but I'm pretty sure it would have already notified him, like, hey, there's already a permit pulled. Like,
he'll been able to find out.
Yeah, he would have had one way or another, because either way, her city code ordinance
right.
or everything on that, you know, obviously they're going to not allow multiple permits to be open. I just wanted to make sure because she had informed me of something like that, and I was like, wait, let me just double check that information.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. But I do have the case study ready for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
288-587-422.
All right, so 288-587-422.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Miss Brittany. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.